Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama outlines his plan for his final year in office. During a wide-ranging year-end news conference on Friday, Mr. Obama stressed the need for the United States to remain vigilant, even as his administration works with the international community to squeeze the Islamic State group.
Squeezing ISIL's heart, its core in Syria and Iraq, will make it harder for them to pump their terror and propaganda to the rest of the world. At the same time, as we know from San Bernardino, we have to remain vigilant here at home.
President Obama had touted big wins for his administration, citing diplomacy with Iran and Cuba, passage of significant climate and Asia-Pacific trade deals, and a Supreme Court ruling legalizing gay marriage. The United Nations Security Council has unanimously endorsed a roadmap for peace in Syria, foreign ministers adopting the U.S.-drafted resolution late on Friday after a day-long meeting of the International Syria Support Group in New York. Absent from the text is any mention of the future of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The head of Rwanda's Electoral Commission says partial results show Rwandans have voted to change their constitution and allow President Paul Kagame to run for office many more times. Friday's referendum asked for approval of an amendment to shorten presidential terms from 7 years to five, but the amendment makes an exception for Mr. Kagame, allowing him to run for a third 7-year term and 2 more 5-year terms after that. Current law requires President Kagame to step down at the end of 2017. This is VOA News.